24-year-old Anthony Tony Siebert died in the backcountry outside the ski boundaries of Vail Mountain, the Colorado resort area that his grandfather, Peter Siebert Sr., co-founded. The avalanche occurred Tuesday midday in the East Vail Chutes, an extremely steep, avalanche-prone bowl that drains down to Interstate 70. The three others who were trapped in the snow were rescued without major injuries. In fact, none of them had to be transported to a hospital. Dave Kaufman, head of the Park City Winter Sports School, started with the school just after Siebert had graduated in 2007. The news of his tragic death spread quickly throughout the Park City community.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it definitely sends shockwaves through the community. I do know other students who are former students who knew him, and they're shaken up right now. Alex Slopey was actually the first one to post about it. He and I are friends on Facebook, and he was the first one to give everyone a heads up that this had happened, and he graduated in 2009. And then actually the school's architect, because we're working on renovating a new facility for the school, and our architect has a daughter who graduated from the school in 2006, and so she knew him quite well. So the shockwaves are definitely there. I just never knew him personally.
Siebert came to the school as a free ride skier for his senior year.
Basically, he just did his senior year with us. So he came to us from the Vail Ski Academy, and I think he did most of his 9th, 10th, and 11th grades at Battle Mountain High School, but then he did a few half credits. He basically transferred, I think, over to the Vail Ski Academy in the spring of his junior year, and then he spent his senior year with us.
While Siebert was in Park City, he lived with the Hughes-Martin family, whose son Carter also attended the winter sports school. Martin has fond memories of Tony.
Super nice guy. He's like all the kids that grow up in this area, in these mountains. You're very strong. You know how to do stuff. You're very sure of yourselves, but that's what this area breeds. You know, he's a great guy and very athletic. And living with our family, and that was a blessing because he was just like us.
Siebert's grandfather was a legend in skiing, and among his many honors was inducted into the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. He was a soldier during World War II with the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division and moved to Colorado after the war. He worked at Aspen and made the 1950 U.S. ski team. After studies in resort management in France and Switzerland, he and fellow ski buff Earl Eaton scaled the top of the then-unnamed mountain that would become Vail in 1957, and opened it up as a ski area 5 years later. The younger Siebert was headed into his final semester at the University of Colorado at Boulder. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.